and you had another piece of wire at the bottom, you starved it down and then put another loop, another piece over the top. Well, it wouldn't get out. And he would just go down and whistle. I can't whistle like my used to could whistle. Mm-hmm. But I can't, but he would whistle for him. And they would come around it. Mm-hmm. Sure would. Mm-hmm.
That reminds me, if you took a calf away from cow, what kind of noise would the two of them make? Would the calf bawl, you say, or blate? Or
yeah, what? He'd low. Mm-hmm. The cow would low and the calf would blate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, meh. And the cow, woo. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where she came.
Well, to get back to food here, you mentioned making sausage. You probably killed hogs on the farm. Would you tell me or tell somebody that doesn't know anything about it just exactly how you do that and how you kill them and cut them up and what you get out of them?
Well, you kill the hogs and you clean them. You put hot water on in a pot and scald that hog after you kill him. Put him in a barrel. Put him down the barrel and scald him with that hot water and shove him up and down in that hot water and then turn him around and shove him up and down there, and then take your hand and a knife and then just clean all that off that hog. Then you hang that hog up by his hind legs and you gut him right straight down the belly. You gut that hog and you take those chitterlings and you put them aside and you take that liver and you wash that and hang it heat up and then you let that hog drain and then you take that, you clean those chitterlings, wash them and clean them and have them for the eat. And you eat that liver and them lights, liver and the lights. And then you cut that hog up and you cut have the backbones to they sell, the hams to they sell, the shoulders to they sell, and cut the feet off. You don't throw away none of the hog. Cut the feet off, and you have the head, you cut the head off, you take the head and make sauce out of it. If you want, if you don't want, you can just eat it, but you can make sauce, hog head sauce, head and the feet. And then you take, and you want to make sausage. Well, you have some scrap meat in there, they call it. Lean, little lean scraps in there. You take that.
After you trim your ham, after you cut the shank bone out your ham, you trim them. Well, see, you can take that and make your sausage.
And then you trim all that fat off and make lard. You trim that fat off. And you trim all that fat off the hams and the shoulders. And right down that rib part, and then you take the ribs out, and you have the ribs to they sell. And then you
can take that backbone when you cut it and take pork, and that make pork chop. And you cut it straight down the back. You make pork chops out of that.
Well, what part does bacon come from?
The sides.
From the middle.
The sides. Size of the hog.
Well, did you used to call it bacon, or was it Midland, or what did you used to call
it? They just called it Midland. They didn't know what to call it, bacon.
Called it bacon after you smoke it.
They just had them whole size. They wouldn't cut it up. They just had them whole size, and they cut off that. And that's what they boiled the peas and greens and things with, and cooked the food with the Midland. And they take them hams and shoulders, and they fry that for the eat. With molasses and bread.
Biscuits. That'll be a Sunday morning.
And butter. With the done milk the cows and made butter and got butter. And they take that and then hams and shoulders and slice that for to make, for the cook, for to eat with your biscuits and suet.
I wanted to ask you,